This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Rock and roll anthem. Ted Nugent. Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic. What did Thomas Jefferson famously say? A true liberal, but a right-wing racist according to the left. What did he say? A nation of sheep will be ruled by wolves. Well, you talk about a big, mean, tough sheepdog with eyes of electricity. It's Ted Nugent. We got 5 minutes left with him. I wanted him to be able to come back and comment on the state of the world and everything that's happening. I'll quote A Tale of Two Cities, Ted. It was the best of times. It was the worst of times. A lot of good stuff's happening. A lot of bad stuff's happening. But finishing up with your latest tour, what you're up to, what's happening in the world, where everything's going. I would love to see you run for president, but I think it's a little late this cycle. Who do you think a Ted Cruz or a Donald Trump should have for vice president? And if they ask you to run for vice president or maybe the head of the Interior Department, that'd be perfect for you. Would you be part of the government if folks wanted to get you involved? Because I know a lot of Americans that want to see you involved in the Department of Interior so they're not harassing hunters and homesteaders and others.
Well, thank you for that endorsement. I appreciate that. And as you probably witnessed on my Facebook with, you know, tens of millions, we hover between 10 and 34 million Facebookers. And as we get way up there into the millions, it's in the 90 percentile that are asking me to run for president. That's an indicator that things are really, really bad, because the author of Wango Tango probably shouldn't be considered for the presidency. But here's what
Let me stop you. I was driving back from Dallas 2 weeks ago. Big old billboard at somebody's ranch saying Ted Nugent for president. Saw one in Arkansas 6 months ago, buddy.
It's everywhere. And the reason is because they read my books, they read my articles, they read my stories, they go to my Facebook, they see what I stand for, they listen to me on Ted Nugent's Spirit of the Wild television, and they vote us number one show every year on Outdoor Channel. Not because we kill giant bucks, it's because I make sense. I am in the asset column of America. I would eliminate welfare because all it is a carrot dopes who want free stuff and enjoy
the system's scared of American men. They're afraid of John Wayne. You look out there for modern John Wayne, it's Ted Nugent.
Well, and again, thank you for that, but I'm a simple guy. I live within my means. I save for a
rainy day. But you're not a slave.
And I would kill my slave driver. I wanted to be a Jew in Nuremberg in 1938 while the brown shirts were herding people onto trains. I'd have figured out a way to get that brown shirt Nazi punk ass stain, and I would have got all the other Jews to raise hell. Now, I'm not knocking people who fell for it, but I'm telling you, don't fall for it.
Learn from
don't
history.
Get on the train.
I'm in with you, brother. I'm going all the way. I'm not backing down. We're trying to fix stuff peacefully. If the globalists down the road, they want to fight, they're going to get one.
Yeah, if they want to fight, I welcome to Texas. Even my good friend, the Detroit police captain, the chief of police in Detroit, finally admitted that the reason Detroit is safer right now is because there are more citizens with concealed weapons permits, and people don't like to...
Well, that's what's positive. The head of Interpol, Ted, as you know, 2 years ago said, arm everybody like Texas, so there is some good news.
Sure. And you know, I saw Gutfeld one day on Fox on the Five. He quoted that guy where self-defense is the clear and present answer to danger. And he actually said, who said that? The chief terrorist specialist from the UN or Ted Nugent? Again, common sense. If you're unarmed and helpless, you're unarmed and helpless. What an embarrassing, irresponsible condition and choice that
well,
is.
The answer to tyranny is straightforward. Men like Ted Nugent and people like Ted Cruz, people like Donald Trump, it's just amazing. And the fight's on, and it's beautiful because we're going to win in the end. This tyranny will only make us stronger in the end. I know we're going to win, Ted Nugent. Everybody takes action. Everybody shouldn't feel like a responsibility to get involved. It's an honor to be involved in the fight for liberty. TedNugent.com. Thank you for your time. I know you fight 6-7 hours a day for freedom on top of all your other work. So thank you, Ted Nugent, for your tireless commitment and your energy. There's only one other guy who has more energy than I do. It's Ted Nugent. Ted, thank you so much.
Godspeed, Alice. Everybody have a great Christmas season, a great hunting season. Remember, stand up for what you believe in. Raise hell or move to Cuba.
Ted Nugent's got what it takes.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com, 541-229-0010.
Clean, pure drinking water. You can't survive without it. But where do you get it? Alexa Pure Pro is a brand new groundbreaking gravity-fed water filtration system that is like no other. The Alexa Pure Pro transforms water from virtually any fresh source into clean, healthy drinking water, pairing the unprecedented superfiltration power of an all-new gravity block core with a hybrid chromatic shell. It removes up to 99.999% of impurities, including bacteria, viruses, fluoride, disinfectants, volatile organic contaminants, and hormones. Filter capacity up to 5,000 gallons. Stainless steel construction. Easy assembly. Low maintenance. Replacement filters are simple to install. And now, as part of an exclusive limited-time introductory offer, you can save $20 off the retail price and get free shipping. This is a limited-time offer, so order your unit today and receive free shipping and $20 off. Go to InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Live from Austin, Texas, it's Alex Jones.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. We've still got an hour and 51 minutes left of transmission. We have the fourth hour, hosted by David Knight today. Joe Biggs in the field investigating the American Caliphate. Jihadi training centers on record all over the country. He's been out for 2 days. He's already been inside. He has to move on from each base before he reports. For security reasons, he'll be on in the fourth hour. Donald Trump came on the broadcast. I've been talking to the Trump camp. Let's just leave it at that for the last month. They are listeners. They came here and visited us. We talked to them. They're on board. They want to save the country. They want a free market system. They don't want to destroy the republic for a socialist, collectivist, crony capitalist model. And Donald Trump came on and dropped bombshell after bombshell after bombshell. It is the cover of Politico up at drudgereport.com. Impeaching Obama will only make him a martyr. It is already in newspapers across the country, just an hour or so after the interview ended. Trump, Hillary's greatest legacy will be surviving email scandal. That story's up on Infowars.com. The full video of Trump on fire will go up the next 10 minutes or so at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And that 30-minute interview will air in the second half of the fourth hour with David Knight today, if you missed it. But it's big. I love this Drudge Report headline because it's accurate. China challenges USA in space. And I went and saw the new movie, The Martian, and the reason I vomited repeatedly psychologically, didn't physically vomit, but I did stumble out of it sick, was Russia has heavy lifters we don't have. They destroyed the models of the Saturn rockets that are even better than Russian rockets in the 80s. They just, oh, we destroyed them. Werner von Braun's rockets, better than the Russian heavy lifters. We destroyed them, sabotage against the country. And so we have to go to the Russians for their heavy lifters, but at least they invented them. At least they're smart. At least they got 190 IQs. I mean, good for the Russians. Not against that. They got the Chinese have copies of the Russian rockets that blow up half the time. Half the time, literally, or more. And I go see The Martian, and it's all about how China did our space program, and China will get us to Mars, and the Communist Politburo, and red flags flapping. And then I learned Chinese communists are influencing so many Hollywood movies and TV shows in America. This country is wide open. This country has been lobbied by foreign interests into hell. So is the UK, conquered by the EU. And I don't think the UK's perfect or England's perfect. I don't think America's perfect. But you know what? We built the Renaissance. We created the technology. And I'm a fan of Western civilization. I'm a fan of everybody else, but I'm sick of the politically correct attacking the West. And let me tell you what's been designed to kill the West. Let's go to the control room shot with George Washington and Molon Labe there with our crew. Let me tell you who they're coming after. They're coming after the West and the Magna Carta 1215 and George Washington 1776, backed by more than half the British Parliament until the King came and gave a speech. They're against where the real freedom came from because it threatens them. And they want to put taxes selectively on UK and German and US and Canadian and Australian power plants, while China and India and Mexico and 163 other nations are tax exempt. That's discriminatory. That's wrong. And at the very tip of the spear for decades, advisor to Margaret Thatcher, newspaper editor Ed Vinner, top critic of man-made global warming, proven right. Now they call it climate change. Proving the sun is the main driver of climate change, like proving the sky is blue, but he proved it with the science, is Lord Christopher Monckton joining us covering the Paris World Government Talks that, in the establishment's own words, is the greatest conflagration of world leaders in history, pushing for world government and a new environmental enforcement arm that will arrest chief among them, Lord Christopher Monckton, Mark Moreno, Alex Jones, and others. Imagine reading newspapers openly calling for your arrest. These are flaming, naked totalitarians that haven't been seen since Adolf Hitler strode the earth in his booted feet. We're alive in epic times. He was blocked from the Durban, South Africa meeting a few years ago. He skydived into the event. And now joining us via Skype, he skydives via the electronic web invented by the West into our studio today, joining Donald Trump, Ted Nugent, and others. We salute our knight in shining armor against the tyrants. Lord Monckton, thank you for joining us.
Well, what a pleasure, and what an introduction. I'll send you your usual $100 tomorrow. That was outstanding, Alex. Many, many thanks. And I've had to turn down the partying that goes on at these conferences tonight. I've been invited to a really wonderful party by the Collectif des Climato-Réalistes, that's the French climate skeptics, so that I could be on with you this hour to bring you the update here from Paris. We've had 147 three-minute speeches by world leaders, so-called, all singing from exactly the same tedious hymn sheet. There was only one exception, and that was Mr. Obama, who overran his time and gave us 14 minutes of the usual lying platitudes about global warming. But the agenda is ever more naked, exactly as you've just described. It is crony capitalism to the nth degree. And crony capitalism, of course, technically speaking, that is fascism. And it is at the same time a collectivist desire that everybody should be made to toe one scientific and political line. And as you have rightly said, Alex, there are calls here at this conference from the various fringe lunatic groups that people like me should be arrested, tried, imprisoned, and even executed
wow.
for daring to suggest that their climate change scam is the scam that it is. But we are fighting back. We have held an alternative conference here for the last couple of days, at which I spoke yesterday, one of the opening speeches, and I proposed an idea which had been put originally to me by Professor Niklas Murner, the great world expert on sea level. He says it's not going to rise very much. He has established an international committee to bring back ethics to the earth sciences called the International Geoethics Committee. That has been launched at our conference, and I have been asked by that committee to establish a fraud investigation team. We are going to go after just two or three of the biggest fraudsters. We're going to gather evidence against them. We're going to submit that evidence to a committee of professors and doctors of science so that they can review it thoroughly and make sure that the job we've done is serious and fair and correct and scientifically true. When that has been accepted, it will go in to the public authorities in various countries, and that evidence will be submitted in a dossier which will bear the names of those professors who are going to support us. And I have already had conversations with Congressman Lamar Smith a few weeks ago in Washington. He, of course, is doing a similar exercise. You've just shown that on the screen. He's subpoenaing the National Oceanographic and Atmospheric Administration in the United States to find out how it was that they tampered with the temperature data to turn the long pause in global warming, which their data set showed until a couple of years ago, and the satellite data sets still do show it. Now it's 18 years, 9 months, no warming at all. And he is subpoenaing them to find out why they changed their record just in time for the Paris meeting so that it would show global warming that has not, in fact, been happening over the last two decades. So we are all, in our different ways, moving in on these people and surrounding them, and we are going to take them to the criminal courts. Because those who have lied and cheated and tampered with the data and said that their results are different from what they really were, these people are fraudsters. They are doing huge damage to the poor people of the world who need fossil-fueled electricity. Coal-fired power can give them electricity at under $20 per megawatt hour. It's the cheapest form of electricity available on the planet. We should be meeting in urgent session, all the nations of the earth, to work out how to give these nations that don't have electricity,
how to deliver clean coal power to Africa and Latin America now.
Straight away. And this is something which would cost a tiny fraction.
And it would reduce their population growth.
Non-working global warming go away.
But sir, Lord Monckton, wouldn't it also reduce their population growth to give them industrialization?
That is the truth. I mean, the kindest and the only way to stabilize the populations of countries where there is overpopulation, by which I mean the population is growing so fast that the nation can't support it. These are the poor countries. If you stop them being poor and they become so that everybody has at least got a square meal and a roof over their head and some decent education and health care, then suddenly the population will stabilize all by itself. You don't need to have...
And they admit that. So let me ask this question. The only world leader out of over 150 to say it's a fraud, other than you, House of Lords, the only... It's been abolished. The only person there as a world leader saying it's a fraud is Putin. Why do you think Russia has finally told the truth and come against it?
I think the development of Putin coming out and beginning to indicate, it's still fairly carefully phrased, you have to watch it. He's trying to play both sides against the middle a bit, as they often do in Russia. You know, he's a good chess player. But I think he's beginning to express skepticism because he can no longer make money out of this scam. He suddenly realized that if the West does go for shutting down all fossil fuel use, then that means the pipelines into the West from Siberia, which are his major source of income. It's made Russia once again a great power after the terrible economic collapse that followed the fall of communism. That gas, he can't sell it to us if we're going to say we're going to generate all our power from wretched windmills. So he suddenly realized that in having temporarily backed the global warming scam because it enabled him...
He's slitting Russia's throat. Stay there and finish up when we come back. You're right. He said it's a military operation to shut down nation states, which it is. All selectively enforced. Lord Monckton, straight ahead from France.
Ammo is getting scarce in this country, so it just makes sense to reload your casings. Now with RussianReloads.com. That's right, reload previously unreloadable Berdan primer cartridges by switching them over to an easy-to-do conversion to accept Boxer primers. With RussianReloads.com. High quality and made in the USA. RussianReloads.com. Recycle that casing.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Why would you go anywhere else? KD offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water purification kit for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com.
Come and take it.
Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated Fountain of Youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units, but for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free samples specifically for our conservative friends. But you must act fast. Due to the high demand from members of the Coast Guard, our supply is extremely limited right now. To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
The following is an important holiday inventory announcement from IDStronghold.com.
As many of you have come to know, IDStronghold.com is the number one name in quality RFID blocking wallets that actually do as they say and prevent electronic pickpocketing of the new RFID chips found in credit cards, room keys, subway passes, and more. Last year, due to the extreme popularity of giving IDStronghold wallets and clutches as unique gifts at Christmas time, we ran out of our most popular styles and colors early. The good news is, we now have our holiday inventory ready for same-day shipping. We have added many more designs of beautiful leather wallets and clutches, all with state-of-the-art built-in electronic pickpocket shielding from the most respected name in RFID protection, IDStronghold.com. Don't wait and limit your choices of these great gifts. We are expecting another sellout season. These wallets aren't available in stores, so visit IDStronghold.com today. That's IDStronghold.com.
Listening to the Alex Jones Show. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Coming up in the next segment, your questions or comments for Lord Monckton, 800-259-9231. First time callers, 800-259-9231. There is no one in the fight against this global government regulation taxation grid like Lord Monckton. I don't tell the story to brag, because when I was a teenager, I didn't know that I was one of the most popular people in school. because I wasn't into being popular. I was into playing football and going after girls. I didn't get into the debates about who was cool, who wasn't. But I remember being, say, a freshman and seeing the girl that was a junior and the most beautiful cheerleader and people talking crap about her because they were jealous of her and kind of joining in. Now, the next year when she was a senior and I was a sophomore and I was dating her, I wasn't talking bad about her anymore. And the reason I tell that story is, what's wrong with this elite? Because elites aren't perfect and elites come and go, but I don't see a lot of cases in history where you have an elite that are in charge and they want to tear down the success of a country or a culture or a system or an Anglo-American establishment. It's one thing if you're out of power to talk trash, but if the establishment's in power, why would they want to wreck the society when its wealth and freedom made them even more powerful? I mean, look at Roman emperors, British emperors, other emperors. I mean, a lot of them were altruistic because they were running a giant successful empire. How did we get an elite that wanted to make us poor? How did we get an elite that wanted to break up the family? What do you call this group, Lord Monckton, as a historian? I really respect your views, why I'm asking. I don't see a lot of cases in history where we get sick freaks that want to wreck prosperity, wreck beauty, wreck strength. Who are these people, Lord Monckton?
I'll tell you who they are. They are cowards. They're cowards because the left, which now lies about everything, is so vicious in its attacks on those of us who stand against it and are effective against it, that those who want to succeed and go far in politics have learnt that on any matter where the left has spoken, they'd better keep silent, or the left will vilify them as they vilify the likes of you and me.
So it's bullying.
And these are cowards. And I think we have to face down the left. We have to start, as I say, prosecuting the backsides out of them so that they realize they can't get away with telling lies anymore about this to the cost of tens of millions of lives every year of these poor folk in the countries like Africa and Latin America that could have electricity if we got on with it and made sure they got electricity, instead of which they are being denied it in the name of saving the planet from a non-problem because the left want to show who's boss. And if people are cowards, they won't stand up to them.
So they already run things, but they want to wreck the system just to mount our head, or what is it?
They want to wreck the system because they know the moment they speak out, as you and I speak out, they will be the victims of left-wing propaganda, just as you and I are, and they don't think that they would survive long in politics if they did that. They are cowards, and that's why they have drifted along with this climate change nonsense.
Is that why Swiss women, or not Swiss women, Swedish women, say they don't want to report rapes? I mean, it's crazy.
It's beginning to get like that. Now, if it's anything that the left is running, and you dare to speak out against it, and you become effective, you become known for speaking out against it, they will attack and attack and attack and attack until they've destroyed your reputation. And the governing class has learnt this, and is frightened of it. This is a technique invented by Goebbels. He used to do it to his opponents.
Sure.
Then it was picked up by Ion Mihai Pacepa, who ran the Desinformatia Directorate of the KGB, and they recruited a million communist agents who were Western citizens, who were not known to be working with the KGB, and their sole job was to go around destroying the reputations of anyone who opposed the left-wing Communist Party line. And now the environmental communists are doing exactly the same thing. Indeed, they are largely the same people. Some of the older ones were actually recruited by Pacepa. They're still in place. They're still pursuing the communist line, even though communism itself has apparently collapsed. So what has happened is that communism is reinventing itself in the environmental movement, which it captured. We listened today to Patrick Moore, the founder of Greenpeace, at our conference. He made a very powerful speech in saying that he had fought genuine environmental battles and won nearly all of them until suddenly the organization was captured by communists and taken over, and then they began to get silly, and they began going on about climate
change. And isn't that the biggest crime, is that all the real environmental problems are ignored?
That is, of course, a very serious crime, because there are many real environmental problems. You look at the pollution in China, for instance. You look at the disease throughout Africa.
Overfishing.
Invented, and all that is largely dirt-driven. All of these things could be stopped. These are the things that should be on the agenda in Paris, but they're not. The sole topic is how can we set up a global government to make the non-problem of global warming go away? Because if we don't all agree to that, the left will attack.
That's right, we're racist. Stay there. I want to talk about what's happening at the conference that you're covering, how we stop it. Because 5 years ago, you got the secret COVID hanging plan and blew them wide open. Lord Monckton, straight ahead.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing-type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Whey today, I have tremendous energy and also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril, and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing new I've actually added to my routine is One World Whey. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
A clean, toxic-free body is the foundation of true health. Deep Cleanse by InfoWarsLife.com. A scientifically formulated blend of nanocolloidal zeolites and organic ingredients that aid the body in cleansing chemicals and toxic metals. Using our proprietary multi-step extraction technology, Deep Cleanse is our most affordable all-in-one cleanser. With concentrated organic compounds like cilantro, milk thistle, fulvic acid, orange peel, zeolites, and others, Deep Cleanse doesn't hold back. Instead of buying 5, 6, or even 7 different cleansing products, we use decades-old scientific research to put together the Rolls-Royce of all-in-one cleansing. Look, there's a reason Deep Cleanse is the only product on the market that uses our proprietary Spigerex herbal processing technique. We use only the highest quality organic herbs backed by serious research, and we still bring it to you at the best price out there. If you wish to find Deep Cleanse and experience the all-in-one cleansing, visit InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
My ancestors of the Mayflower on both sides of my family just wanted religious freedom. Then in 1776, they wanted freedom to defend themselves and lower taxes. Then in the Texas Revolution, they didn't want to be ruled by Santa Anna, who came to take their guns. And here I am now, following that genetic directive to not be a slave. And I find it hard to believe that other people out there don't have that same drive in them to want to be free. My love is in league with liberty. And I wonder if people realize how horrible bondage is. We live off the incredible free market systems created in the Renaissance and that came out of the Magna Carta in Old England. We weren't at war with England in 1776. We were at war with tyranny. and rediscovering the ideas that were actually formed on that island. That's why 1776 is worldwide. That's why I could speak at Bilderberg only a few thousand feet from the hotel where the Prime Minister was meeting and have 4,000 people in front of me from the UK and have them chant the answer to 1984 is 1776 because it wasn't some anti-British or anti-Scottish or anti-Irish idea. The answer to 1984 that's a Soviet globalist system is 1776. All of us want freedom. And now we face one of the greatest evils in human history. Openly in our face, Lord Christopher Monckton joins us from Paris, where 2 weeks ago we had terror attacks, where Obama is now grandstanding saying, pass global carbon taxes, world government, give us a world court, give us strict rules, give us strict treaties, or you're aiding the terrorist, the very terrorist they brought in. They really are, Lord Monckton, playing on the hope that the public is politically, economically, geopolitically ignorant, illiterate. Is that true, Lord Monckton, or will they succeed? Where do you see this going? What are the main topics?
They have complete contempt for ordinary people. They also, and this is their weakness, they have complete contempt for the very concept of objective truth. That's the truth which is true whether you or I or they or anyone likes it or not. And they, in nailing their clothes to the mast of the sinking ship global warming, will find that in the end the truth will catch them out. Those who depart from the truth will always end up trying to force their opinions on the world through dictatorial governing systems because in the end the people won't stand for it. And so they know they can only impose their will by force, but in doing so, they make themselves and the lies they tell ever more unpopular. So the more they go down the frankly fascist route, which Obama mapped out in his driveling 14-minute speech, which annoyed everybody here, the more they go down that route, the more certain they make it that their defeat will be ultimately a crushing one. And I think that the extreme left, the totalitarian, fascist, communist left, call them what you will, the people who think they know best about this and about everything, and that no alternative point of view should be allowed, you should be ostracized as being politically incorrect at very best, and on this climate matter you should be executed for disagreeing with them. These people are of the devil. Let's be very blunt about this. Because they have lost all respect for the truth, and they do not care how many tens of millions worldwide their lies continue to kill every year. These people are of the devil. And what we have to do is very simply, very quietly, go on stating the truth, explaining there's been no global warming.
And they are losing. Years. They are losing.
They're losing big time, explaining that there's been only one third of the warming that they predicted in 1990 in their first UN report on the climate. It's simply not happening as they predicted. But the sea ice in the Arctic that Al Gore said confidently in 2007 in Bali, I sat next to him while he said it. He said in 2007, by 2030, there will be no ice in the Arctic. And he was applauded by all the zombies in the room. And only I said, oh, for heaven's sake, come off it. That's not going to happen, and you know it perfectly well. And I was the lone voice of dissent, because the left have decided that they can tell any lie they want, and the robots in the schools who are the teachers there, they just pass this on to the kids. The kids are no longer taught to think for themselves or check what their teachers tell them. They end up, this is a new belief system. I no longer call them alarmists, I just call them believers. Because this is a new superstition, it's a belief system that they have very foolishly adopted. But the left has made a huge strategic mistake in making the climate their number one issue.
And I agree with you, Lord Monckton. And by the way, they've now had someone who I've met and had dinner with, and who's not seemed to be the sharpest knife in the drawer. Not bashing him, he just seemed to be, quite frankly, 70 IQ or so. And that is Sean Penn. He, I believe, is the useful idiot they use, who literally lead around by a chain. I'm not being mean. He's just is so childlike, a five-year-old level education and mindset and brain cells. He has said that those that deny global warming are a cult. Fox News is a cult. Well, Fox News is more liberal than conservative. The point is that he's freaking out calling us a cult. Well, a cult is who says arrest us because we say climate change isn't man-made. I mean, these people are a freakish group of totalitarians led by pitchmen who can hardly tie their shoelaces. So they really are an embarrassment.
Yes, they are. I mean, there's no doubt that the Hollywood lovies have been reliably wrong on every major political question. And one almost has sympathy with McCarthy when he tried to round up all the communists in Hollywood, because they're all still there, and they all come out and they bleat ineffectually about how the Fox News invented the skeptics and that kind of, you know, Sean Penn's drivel.
They're the definition of useful idiot.
They are. He is what Lenin and Stalin would have called a useful idiot. There's an awful lot of them. And these are not the fraudsters. These are not the people you can put in jail for making up bogus science. The ones you can do that with are the people who are scientists who know perfectly well that their own results tell them now that we're not going to get a lot of global warming, we're not going to get any ocean acidification. They're now, interestingly, beginning to admit that. Even the communist rag New Scientist has just come out and said, oh, we got it wrong on ocean acidification. It's now quite clear that in the area where corals are flourishing, the corals themselves actually make the ocean more acidic, and they thrive and survive in that. And Patrick Moore gave us a very good lecture on this today. They are wrong about everything, these Hollywood lovies. They're wrong about everything, and we are gradually encircling them with the truth. And this is what's going to happen to the left. The left, having said, we know best, nobody can take any alternative point of view.
We're the boss, we're in charge, we're your God.
Wrong.
We control free speech. I mean, how arrogant is that?
They will find they can't because they're wrong. And it's becoming almost embarrassing now, the lengths to which they will go to avoid having any direct debate with any of us, because they know we know more about the science and the economics than they do. And they also, the more honest ones, there are a few, they know perfectly well that they got this wrong, and they got this far wronger than they ever thought they would.
Well, sure, let me say this. Let me interrupt you, because you mentioned this. I've had high-powered people, famous Hollywood folks, billionaires, you name it, go, Alex, you're right. The Earth climate changes. It's the sun. We're going into a cooling cycle. It doesn't matter. Isn't it good we're drawing attention to the environment? Isn't it good we're setting up a global system to counter problems? Aren't there real problems? I go, yeah. Overfishing, some GMO, toxic waste dumping, that's national issues or international agreements, not about a carbon tax when China is exempt. No. So they now admit, okay, it's a fraud, but it's for a greater good. That's what they quietly say at dinner.
That's right. They're beginning to realize they've lost the argument. So now they're looking for an out, because at the moment they are cornered rats. They've dug themselves into this corner, and we have encircled them with the truth, and they can't get out. And so they're saying to us, please, please, please be nice to us and tell us that even though we got the science wrong, we're still doing something useful. But no, it is never useful to propose or take any action based on a lie. Because when the lie gets found out and you then say to people, but we want to be the champions of the environment, people are going to turn around and say, you lied to us about global warming. You might be lying to us about everything else. We're not going to listen to you anymore. So lying as a basis for action on the environment is not the way forward. The truth is that in the Western world, we have largely put the environment to rights. We've cleaned up the air, we've cleaned up the water courses, we've cleaned up the fishing grounds, we've cleaned up the seashore. We are now running a reasonably taut ship environment-wise. We don't need to take all that much more in action to make sure the environment's looked after. It is in the third world countries that, as you've just so rightly said, have exempted themselves or been exempted by Obama, in China's case, from playing any part in this. Now, China, within the next 10 years, is going to be emitting half of all the CO2 that the world emits. Now, I say good luck to it. We need more CO2 in the air. I agree. That's a bad thing. The point is that if you exempt China from agreements which are supposed to reduce global CO2, the one thing those agreements will not do is reduce global CO2.
Well, and also empower them to take all the jobs.
Lying press releases to the extent of saying that China is cutting its CO2 emissions and is cutting its use of coal. It isn't. It's increasing its use of coal with every year that passes. They have enormous numbers of coal-fired power stations built and not yet even turned on.
It's total fraud. It's totally discriminatory. I want to talk about Lord Bonk, I want to talk about the conference itself and take some phone calls. I was just about to go to a caller, but he hung up from Europe. He wanted to ask you, we got a caller from Australia, too, and Amber from Kentucky and Philip from Arizona. We'll go to them in a few minutes at 800-259-9231. But what about specifically, to get into their question, what do we do about these world courts and other organizations when they actually start trying to fine or fee people, or is that all just bluff?
What they're trying to do is they're trying to find a way of making Western countries do what the UN tells them, what this new global government tells them. The court, at least to start with anyway, is not supposed to have any power over individuals. They wouldn't dare, frankly, they would be very stupid if they tried to come after me, for instance, and say, you are a prominent skeptic, therefore we're going to put you on trial for your life because of your skepticism, because they know perfectly well that in a courtroom where I can cross-examine them when they come out with their drivel, and I can say, where is your evidence for it, and I can then take their evidence apart, show how it's been tampered with, etc., they know that any judge worth his salt looking at the evidence is going to find in our favor, just as we did when we took Al Gore's wretched movie to court, when the British government tried to ram it down the throats of the school children.
Sure, absolutely, and you had thrown out.
2007. So I think they are bluffing. I think they're trying it on. I think they would love that court to grow into a court where they can put people on trial for their lives, daring to express dissent. But they are terrified of going head-to-head with us adversarially in a court. The only court cases they
What about the question from
like
Dave?
Past the EPA, where both sides want the same green result.
What about and Prince Charles saying, you shouldn't have cars, you shouldn't have air conditioning like Obama said to Africans, while he gets so much government funding. What do you think of Prince Charles saying, save the earth, pay carbon taxes? What do you say to Prince Charles? A caller asked that, Dave asked that.
Well, at the moment Prince Charles gets on his bike and sells every Aston Martin and Jensen Interceptor and other fancy car he's got in his garage, when he sells Highgrove, I'll buy it from him for £1. And when he lives in a tent, a yurt, that's the fashionable thing among Greens at the moment, when he lives as he tells us to live, same with Al Gore, then I will at least respect him as a man of conviction. While he lives like a prince and asks us to live like paupers, I have no time for him, and he is not fit to be our king.
I agree. Sir, don't you get, your view on this, but doesn't the public get that you have people on jet airplanes, red carpets, eating caviar, $1,000 a plate dinners, telling people don't consume, don't live? It's so incredibly hypocritical. I mean, I just don't get how they would even do something this arrogant. What's wrong with these people?
It's not just hypocritical. It's not just arrogant. It's downright offensive. It is expressing contempt for the ordinary people on whose backs they're. This is a new aristocracy with none of the grace, elegance, handsomeness, and wit of the old. This is an aristocracy of blackguards, an aristocracy of bureaucrats, of bloodless little men who, like Prince Charles, wish to have all the comforts of civilization while denying those comforts to the rest of us. I've just been reading Mark Twain's wonderful account of a Connecticut Yankee at the court of King Arthur, where he gives a pretty downbeat description of the way in which the Arthurian court treated the ordinary people with complete contempt. And that is now coming back. We're getting the Arthurian court. We're getting these creeps trying to set themselves up as kings over us. And Prince Charles, of course, at the moment is in line to be the king.
Well, as you know, any true aristocracy that didn't deliver,
demanding that we make sacrifices that he is not prepared to make, and demanding that we make their sacrifices when there is no need to make them anyway.
Sure. Well, Lord Monckton, as you know, any aristocracy in history that didn't deliver prosperity got overthrew. Any aristocracy that didn't take the field in battle got overthrew. We have an aristocracy never even been in the military, tells the poor you should be poor. I mean, this is the most insane aristocracy I've ever seen.
Well, Prince Charles has done himself and the monarchy, and indeed the aristocracy, untold harm by bleating on ignorantly about this. He's not a very bright lad. He's not the brightest shilling in the pile. And his trouble is that he thinks he's studied this, and of course he simply has no scientific knowledge. Most of the British governing class don't. I'm rather rare in that respect, because I've taught myself enough science to find my way around this and find where the lies are. He is incapable of doing that, and he's way out of his depth. He is able to make a very good speech. I've seen him at St. James's Palace speaking for an hour without notes on this subject. He's very passionate about it, but the trouble is the content is totally empty. He knows absolutely
nothing. He's able to regurgitate horse crap. John in Australia, you're on the air with Lord Monckton. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex and Christopher.
Welcome. Go ahead, John.
Good to hear you.
Good to hear from you too. I used to believe in this global warming because I got scared into it and I was like panic stricken. And then I started doing my own research and I watched lots and lots of videos of you, Lord Monckton. And I found it all to be the global warming is nothing but a hoax. It's just a money-making scheme. And you got Al Gore who's saying about all this pollution and he gets in a jet and he flies all over the world. It's hypocrisy. They don't even practice what they preach.
They know it's a fraud.
That's a very good word. Not only is he a hypocrite, he's a liar. Because when he came to Gibraltar for a debate, which should have been a debate with me, but he cried off at the last moment and just gave a talk in the name of the government there, they paid him $300,000 to do it, and they paid his private jet expenses while announcing that he had flown in on a British Airways flight that didn't even exist. And we caught him out in that lie and exposed him on national television. So he is going around flying in private jets, but he knows now that the best thing is to pretend that he's not flying in on a private jet. And so we had the airport watched to see how he flew out, and sure enough, he flew out on a private jet as well. And this is what's going on. They're now living a lie. They're telling us we've got to cut down. And I commend you, sir, for having not just stayed frightened, but gone and done your own research, so as to find out whether people were telling the truth. Because in the end, that is how this scam is going to come to an end. When enough people have thought this through for themselves, they don't believe what they're told by their teachers, they don't believe what they're told by governments, they certainly don't believe what they're told by the likes of Prince Charles and Al Gore, who are both contemptible for living high on the hog and asking us to live like paupers. And these people are wrong. And you have found out that they're wrong, and you've done so just by going and looking.
I agree. John in Australia, go ahead and finish any other comments for Lord Monckton?
I'd just like to thank you both. Thank you, Christopher, because without people like you and Alex, we would just be remaining dumbed-down zombies.
Well, brother, thank you. Don't thank me, though. We're all in this together. I mean, we're all into this fraud. We're all together. Philip in Arizona, you're on the air with Christopher Monckton. Go ahead.
Good afternoon. I was recently carefully reading the text of an Obama speech from 2012 to the United Nations. That speech is the source of his quote, "The future must not belong to those who slander the name of the Prophet of Allah." As I was reading the text, it occurred to me, and the question is, do you agree that one of the things he's really trying to do is unify the Muslim world? Specifically, heal the rift between Shia and Sunni.
Sure. Is that for Monckton or me? Because I'll just say, I never believe this, but it's true now. Obama is trying to create some weird Sunni caliphate, and it's just totally insane. I can't believe the elite would allow this. Lord Monckton?
I think that is a very shrewd remark. Obama has talked of my Muslim faith. And I was very suspicious of the whole Reverend Wright affair. I thought that the main purpose of that affair was to make it look as though Obama was a Christian worshipper, and we all know perfectly well that he's a Muslim. So I think that what's happened there is that he is indeed using his office, or abusing his office, to advance the Muslims, and he's coming dangerously close to advancing the cause of the terrorists too. And I think I think he'll be quite lucky not to be impeached.
I agree.
Donald Trump is saying, look, we won't impeach.
I agree, Lord Monckton, but it's hard for me to even believe, though it's happening, that he's word turkey, shipping the oil, protecting ISIS. I can't believe our elite would allow a president to openly back al-Qaeda, but he's doing it. I mean, I can't even believe this. I'm the big conspiracy theorist, and I cannot compute. Like Robbie the Robot, I have smoke coming out of my gears. This is insane.
It is insane, and the insanity is that so silent is the establishment in the face of this outrageous attempt by Obama to align himself with the terrorists, by refusing point blank, time and time and time and time again, ever to use the name of Islam in connection with the name of terrorists. when 98% of all terrorist acts over the last 25 years worldwide have been perpetrated in the name of Allah. And he won't say this. And he won't say to the Muslim world, our Muslim friends, our Muslim brothers, they are our brothers too. We should not hate every Muslim.
I agree. I don't hate Muslims, but my God.
They preserved civilization for us from the 9th to the 12th centuries when we were messing around in the Dark Ages. And they were the leading lights of civilization. They preserved the great classical texts that I studied at Cambridge of Rome, of Greece and Rome when we had no interest in them. They kept all that for us. These are people that, to whom we should look up.
So how have they degenerated? Because you're right, they've been a leading light.
And what we should be doing as world leaders is trying to lead Islam back to the era of scholarship and learning rather than of the sword.
And book
burning.
We need
to get away from the sword verses and get back to the learning for which Islam was once renowned worldwide. And Obama, in that degree, has absolutely nothing to offer us. He will prove to have been one of the most damaging and otherwise irrelevant presidents.
Well, that's my question. Why would the elite back radical book-burning, woman-enslaving Islam when there's so many great forms of it, as you historically point out? Go ahead, Lord Monckton. Thank you, Philip.
The reason is very, very straightforward, and that is that the Islam in its present manifestation is totalitarian. The left are totalitarian. And the communists, the fascists were totalitarian. This is the age-old battle that the Chinese philosophers meditated upon. I've said this before. Chinese philosophers always said the division was between the totalitarians on one side and the libertarians on the other. You and I, Alex, are libertarians. The Islam and the world's left are now united in a totalitarian desire to push the rest of us around. And that's what this is about. It's not just that Obama talks of his Muslim faith. It is that he is ideologically a totalitarian. He recognizes that Islam in its present form is also ideologically totalitarian. Only one view, only one.
So they're allied. Lord Monckton, we got to go to break. Do 5 more minutes with us, then we'll let you go and get back to that important cocktail party you're having with the French folks that are actually pro-science. So that's all coming up in just about 3 minutes with Lord Monckton. We'll take a few more phone calls for Lord Monckton. I'll give him the floor in the last 5 minutes. And then you're going to have about 55 minutes of David Knight. Joe Biggs on the road out there at these caliphate jihad centers around the U.S. Very dangerous mission. That's coming up. And the Donald Trump interview will be re-aired. That's now all over U.S. news, exploding giantly. And obviously, I'll be back tomorrow, Lord willing, on the Thursday edition, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. with the weekday program. Briefly, because I've hardly plugged today, I've decided right through Christmas, to be politically incorrect, that evil term Christmas, on Christ's birthday, to offer free shipping on nutraceuticals, non-GMO seeds, water filters, Hillary for Prison t-shirts, pro-Second Amendment shirts, Molon Labe, over 1,000 items at InfoWarsStore.com are now free shipping. We were going to end it. I had a big argument with my sales folks. They said, hey, we lose money not doing this. Whatever. People love it. I'm doing it. Free shipping on over 1,000 items. Every item at InfoWarsStore.com is free shipping right now. And we have got 33% off DNA Force, $9.95 colloidal silver, 30% off high-quality vitamin B12, 33% off other items. Just go see the specials. Now, a lot of the specials end the next day or two. I can't keep those going because stuff's selling out. Super Male Vitality, what is it, 27% off? That's set to sell out by tomorrow. Super Female Vitality, all this is concentrated, cold-pressed, wet herbs that are known to supercharge the body. Who cares if it doesn't work or not? I know it does. It's got 5-star reviews on third-party sites. Go try it. You're supporting the InfoWar. You can punch me in the nose if it doesn't work for you. The point is, I know it's hardcore stuff. You're funding the InfoWar. Try it. What do you have to lose? You're funding the fight for liberty. Super Male Vitality discounted right now massively at InfoWarsStore.com. And let me look at that. 5-star reviews, ladies and gentlemen. 4.5-star reviews, you name it. InfoWarsStore.com. Free shipping through December 18th. That's the last day we have to ship it to you and make sure you get it before Christmas. I want to thank you all for your support. You're the reason we're having such a big effect. We're reaching 20-plus million people a week. It's about to be even more. Stay with us back in 70 seconds with Lord Monckton, then David Knight and Donald Trump.
And live.com today.